Clarifications to the Purchase Rules, Guidance for Hosts, NASC's EGL Sites. Adapted in 2024 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There is a logo at the top of the page, Whai Kaha, Ministry of Disabled People. About this document. As Whai Kaha has gone about implementing the revised purchase rules, a number of issues have emerged that, in order to deliver on the intent of the changes, require realignment of some parts of the original decisions and implementation plan. This document sets out, in one place, the clarifications released on the 24th of April 2024. It is intended as a companion document to the revised purchase rules and to our general guidance for the sector on changes to the purchase rules issued originally on the 18th of March 2024 and revised on the 24th of April 2024. We are providing this document to make it easy for people to know what clarifications have been made to the purchase rules. Our intention is that the revised purchase rules continue to be a framework within which disabled people and whānau can make decisions about what is right for them. They are not intended to be a list of things that are in or out. Whilst this document does discuss the application of the purchase rules to some items of costs, it is not intended to be an exhaustive list. Whai Kaha will continue to provide further clarification as additional key themes emerge from the implementation of the revised purchase rules. The clarifications outlined in this document have also been included in the Guidance for the Sector on Changes to the Purchase Rules document, which continues to be the primary source of information from Whai Kaha to the sector on implementing the revised purchase rules. Clarifications to the scope of flexible funding. Purchase of some items for respite. 1. We are clarifying that the purchase of tablet devices, noise-cancelling headphones, sensory items such as fidget spinners, etc., and weighted blankets are able to be funded from carer support, individualised funding respite, EIF and EGL personal budgets. 2. These items, and only these items, can be purchased through carer support and IF respite. 3. Tablet devices and noise-cancelling headphones can be purchased no more than once in an allocation period, usually 12 months. 4. Purchases of tablet devices and noise-cancelling headphones must continue to meet the requirements of all four purchase rules. Tablet devices and headphones can be purchased where A. they are related to the specific disability-related challenges that the disabled person encounters. B. they are reasonable and cost-effective. It is not cost-effective, for example, to purchase another tablet device or set of headphones if the disabled person has one that works and was purchased from a previous year's allocation. And C. attempts have been made to access relevant other agency funding, including, for example, Ministry of Education funding for some devices. Use of rideshare and other services for transport. 1. We are aware that use of flexible funding to meet transport challenges fills an essential need for many disabled people to be able to maintain employment, study, and activities that enable other family members to go about their daily lives. And 2. We want to make clear that if you have accessed the Total Mobility Scheme, the disabled person can also use flexible funding for additional disability-related costs for local transport that don't require the use of support workers where this is more cost-effective. Examples include driving services, rideshare services, etc. Sustaining living situations with levels of support comparable to residential care. 1. We are aware that, for some people, EGL personal budgets have been used to provide a level of support that would otherwise usually only be available through residential care. 2. We want to reassure individuals in that situation and the providers who work with them that where this is the case, the revisions to the purchase rules will not be applied in a way that affects their ability to maintain that living situation. 3. We are working to put in a process across the EGL sites to ensure that the application of the purchase rules in these situations are clear and that people, family, hosts and providers are aware of how to apply the rules in those situations. 4. We understand that this is a relatively small number of individuals known to their EGL sites who will be in contact to discuss any concerns. And 5. If you are concerned that a package allocated by your NASC organisation or supported by your host organisation creates an alternative to residential care and is at risk of ceasing to be viable as a result of the revised purchase rules, please raise this with the connector or with your portfolio manager in the first instance, who can seek further direction. Continuing to support ongoing commitments. 1. The revisions to the purchase rules are not intended to limit the ability of any disabled person to maintain their current engagement and employment, a course of study, therapy, or a time-bound program that support is required for. 2. We have already undertaken to honour financial commitments made prior to the 18th of March. 3. We are introducing some further measures to recognise more fully the range of situations where disabled people have relied on the previous scope of flexibility to organise their lives and support. 4. We are clarifying that the disabled person can continue to use their flexible funding to access the support they did prior to the revisions to the purchase rules where A. They have committed to employment, a course of study, therapy, or a time-bound program. And B. They have relied on the availability of flexibility under the previous purchase rules to support them to participate in those commitments. And C. That commitment has been made before 18th of March 2024. 5. This extends to A. Speech-language therapy. B. Psychologist involvement in behaviour support. And C. Occupational therapy. 6. If something is a form of therapy that is prioritised by another government agency, new courses of therapy cannot be entered into, including where the main carer would get a break whilst that therapy occurs. 7. Some things may have some therapeutic benefits, but can also be understood to be a respite activity. 8. These are not forms of therapy that we consider to be within another agency's funding responsibility. Whether they are treated as an activity that provides respite or as a form of therapy, they are within scope of flexible funding. This includes A. Equine therapy, B. Art therapy, and C. Music therapy. Software for tablet devices. If you are purchasing a tablet device that supports self-management and there are disability-specific apps or software that you wish to purchase, these can be considered a necessary expense as part of delivering the support. These costs can be met from your flexible funding. Transport. 1. Travel to and from school is funded by the Ministry of Education Specialised School Transport Assistance, SESTA. 2. More information about SESTA, spelled S-E-S-T-A, is available at Specialised School Transport Assistance, S-E-S-T-A, at https://tinyurl.com/pndnhptx. 3. Local transport is partly funded by other agencies through the Total Mobility Scheme. NZTA and regional councils subsidise the costs of local transport for eligible people, which we understand includes most disabled people. 4. Our expectation is that you access these subsidies before considering the use of disability support funding to pay for local travel you undertake independent of a support worker. 5. If you have accessed the Total Mobility Scheme, the disabled person can also use flexible funding for additional disability-related costs for local transport that don't require the use of support workers, where this is more cost-effective. Examples including driving services, rideshare services, etc. 6. More information on the Total Mobility Scheme is available at Total Mobility Scheme at https://tinyurl.com/3pbt778u. Expenses that are a necessary part of providing support may include the costs a support worker incurs when taking the disabled person to go to the supermarket or engage in other activities outside the house. 7. These costs can continue to be met from your flexible funding. Support at work. 1. Work and Income provides some funding to support people who experience additional costs as a result of disability or health conditions when working. Information about this funding can be found at https://www.workininincome.gov.nz/work/working/payments-2-help-you-at-work/job-and-training-support-funds.html or at https://tinyurl.com/4SM36S7C. 2. We encourage you to use these funds first. 3. Where you have committed to an employment arrangement before the 18th of March 2024 on the basis that you could use your flexible funding in a way that would enable you to commit to and maintain employment, you may continue to use your funding in the same way to A. Contribute to the costs of delivering support. B. Meet expenses that are a necessary part of supporting the disabled person. And C. Pay for the travel-related costs of support workers, accommodation, transport, meal allowances, where those costs are incurred as part of domestic travel, including between cities and regions for work. Support at a course. 1. Where you have committed to a course of study before the 18th of March 2024 on the basis that you could use your flexible funding in a way that would support you to participate, you may continue to use your funding in the same way to A. Contribute to the costs of delivering support and B. Meet expenses that are a necessary part of supporting the disabled person. 2. Your flexible funding cannot be used to support you to participate in any new course of study that you had not committed to before the 18th of March 2024. 3. If you are partway into a qualification, including but not limited to a degree or diploma, you may continue to use your flexible funding to support you to complete your studies, even if you have not signed up to all the necessary components of study yet. And 4. Where you are considering undertaking a new course of study and you require support to do so, you should seek to access support from the training and education provider. Support where a child is not attending school full-time. 1. In some instances where disabled children are not attending school full-time, flexible funding has been used to provide support where the child may need to go home at unpredictable times. 2. This has been part of supporting successful, if longer, transitions into full-time schooling and to enable family members to maintain their employment. And 3. Unfortunately, flexible funding is no longer able to be used in this way at this time. All children have a right to be educated, and providing support for children to participate in schooling successfully sits more clearly with the responsibilities of the education system. Day programs. 1. In some instances where day program funding is not able to provide support throughout the whole working week, flexible funding has been used to provide support to attend additional day programs or for other support to the disabled person throughout the working day. 2. This has been part of supporting disabled people to form connections with others, engage in activities outside the home, and to enable family members to maintain their employment. 3. Unfortunately, flexible funding is no longer able to be used in this way at this time. Day program and vocational funding is the responsibility of MSD. 4. However, A. Where Enabling Good Lives personal budgets have had community participation funding integrated into them, personal budgets can continue to be used for vocational activities. And B. Where an organisation that holds day program contracts also runs programs that provide relief care through, for example, carer support, those activities can continue to be claimed for. How to contact Whaikaha. If you want to get in touch, you can email contact@whaikaha.govt.nz, visit our website at www.whaikaha.govt.nz/contact-us/, or phone 0800 566 601. Text 4206. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The New Zealand Relay Service is a telecommunication service for people who are deaf, deafblind, experiencing hearing loss or have a speech condition. www.nzrelay.co.nz.